The Civil Liberties crowd got a little jumpy recently when the Reagan administration labeled as political propaganda three documentaries made by the National Film Board of Canada. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. Two of the films dealt with acid rain, the third with nuclear war. The Justice Department ruled that a condition for showing the films in the U.S. was that they must be labeled as the work of registered foreign agents. The idea doesn't sit too well with Roger Newman, co-author, along with Edward DeGrazia, of a book called Banned Films.
One of the films is nominated for an Oscar. I mean, this is not the first time that governments have stepped in when films that have been nominated for Oscars are involved. Carnal Knowledge, with Anne Margaret and Jack Nicholson. Anne Margaret was nominated for an Oscar, and that film was prosecuted in Georgia. Matter of fact, the theater owner who showed it in a small town in Georgia was sent to jail for showing it, claiming on the grounds that the movie was obscene.
Newman says films financed by foreign governments are shown all the time in the U.S. without being labeled political propaganda.
Many films are made with the assistance of the Australian National Film Board, some very good films. Break of Moran, Year of Living Dangerously. And those films come in the country regularly. Films from all over the world come in this country regularly. None of them have been registered as political propaganda. Every film has a viewpoint. Everything we do or say has a viewpoint. And here the Reagan administration is simply trying to keep out film with a viewpoint which it opposes.
The Justice Department says, however, it is not singling out Canada. It has released a list of nearly two dozen films and TV broadcasts that must carry the propaganda label. Newman says most foreign film boards see themselves as cultural, not political.
It's the furthest thing from the mind of anybody on a film board to be considered a foreign agent. Foreign agents has to do with espionage and surveillance and intelligence activities. Movies are generally not thought of in that way.
In his book, Banned Films, co-author Roger Newman meticulously details the censorship efforts directed at filmmaking from the early 1900s to the demise of the censor in the late 1960s. More about banned films next on BookBeat. I'm Don Swaim. Roger Newman got his dander up when he heard about the Reagan administration's action in declaring three Canadian films foreign propaganda. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Newman is co-author, along with Edward DeGrazia, of a book called Banned Films, which traces the censor's heavy hand on the movie industry. The Canadian films include two critical studies of acid rain, the other about nuclear war. For them to be seen in the U.S., the Reagan administration says they must be labeled as the work of foreign agents. Practically, however, Newman says there's not much left in the way of movie censorship.
Since 1959, only one ground is left to have movies banned. That's obscenity. There have been, as far as I've been able to tell, only two movies that have been prosecuted or attempted prosecution on grounds other than obscenity. One on the ground of blasphemy, and the law was overthrown, and the other also on blasphemy and sacrilegious grounds. But in both cases, the laws were overthrown, the movies were shown.
But for decades, movie censorship was an accepted part of American life.
Chicago started a movie censorship board in 1907. And movie censorship effectively decreased in the mid-1960s.
Newman thinks the next frontier in movie censorship will be those shown on cable television. While he supports controls on over-the-air TV, he feels the censors should keep hands off cable. What is the future for movie censorship?
We're going to have continuing, almost complete movie freedom. The rating system of the Motion Picture Association has worked well. No new censorship boards have been formed since the system was started in 1968. A few cities do try to keep and are successful in keeping children out of certain types of movies.
Roger Newman, co-author of Banned Films, who thinks Americans have more important things to do than to censor each other's viewing material.
There are murders, rapes, crimes going on. We'll have pretty complete freedom, but that doesn't mean that if there is any censorship of any sort, we sit there and let it go by. Unless we fight for our freedom, we may lose it.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.